Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
You certainly do. Anytime you get to hear great information from Charles Rotblat or from the folks at the American Association of Individual Investors. If you're not familiar with the group, I can't stress enough that if there's a chapter in your area, go check it out. Learn. If you're the kind of person who likes this show, you will like what the chapters do. It's just, it's tailor-made for you. It's AAII.com for more information. And while you go to the website to find out if you got a chapter near you, well, check out AAII Journal, which is Charles's publication. Get information on his book, Better Good Than Lucky, and much more. And if you want to find out what he's doing when he's not here, follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Skyworks Solutions.
Skyworks Solutions. Now that is ticker symbol SKWS. And why Skyworks Solutions?
Well, this stock appeared in our Value on the Move PEG estimated growth screen. And this seeks out stocks with PEG ratios that are attractive that also have some positive momentum behind it. It was one of our best performing stock screens of 2013. On AAII.com, we have 65 stock screens based on different philosophies and strategies. And given the market's recent momentum, we have a bit of a Santa Claus rally occurring right now. I thought listeners would like to hear more of a momentum pick. This stock has a relative strength rank of 74, which means over the last 6 months, it's outperformed 74% of all stocks in our database. So pretty good performance there. The company actually makes analog chips. They call it high-performance analog chips. These appear in a variety of industries. They're used for the smart energy grid. They're used for power management. They're also used for mobile connectivity. That's interesting because two of their biggest customers are Samsung and Foxconn. And Foxconn does a lot of manufacturing for Apple. So they sell a lot to Foxconn. The thought is those chips going to Foxconn are ending up in Apple devices. So you have two of the biggest players in the tablet and in the smartphone market. Their fourth quarter revenues, they operate in a little bit different fiscal year, was up 13%. Adjusted EPS was up 21%, so you're seeing that growth on top of it. It's cash flow positive. It's got decent net margins at 15%. So you are looking at a stock that's fundamentally sound, trading at a reasonable valuation with that positive momentum, and is in a sector that some people happen to like.
I should first, before we go any further, tell you that I made a little mistake.
Oh, raspberries.
It's SWKS, not what I said, which had two letters transposed.
Oh, crooked cucumbers.
Sorry about that one, folks.
Ah, damn it.
Hate mistakes. But it's not a mistake to be looking at Skyworks Solution, as you pointed out, with momentum going here. The question that I would have when you talk about a momentum play is always, you got to go in with a momentum play knowing what's going to be your out cue.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I think when you're looking at momentum, I talk to people that say I only look at charts, and I talk to people who only look at fundamentals. I do think it's useful to combine both, because when you're looking at technicals, you want the fundamentals to be backing you. You want a fundamental reason why the price is going to go higher versus just sentiment. When you're looking at the fundamentals, if you get that positive momentum, that's a sign that other people are seeing the attractiveness that you're seeing. And two of the best factors to combine is actually valuation and momentum, because they're not correlated together, but you're getting a reason for both to do well. You're getting the valuation saying, okay, the stock is undervalued. And I recognize that too, when you have the momentum on your side. When you have the fundamentals on your side, you're seeing the price rise, and you can say, okay, here's why the price is rising. In this case, the stock's trading at a PE of 19.1 versus an industry median for the semiconductor industry of 24.5. So it's undervalued relative to its peers. Its PEG ratio, which looks at forward growth, that's at 0.8. So this situation, we're looking at a stock that's has a valuation lower than its peers, but it's also trading at a discount relative to its expected earnings growth in the future. So we have that low valuation, and again, we have that positive relative strength. So a lower valuation and a realization by other people that perhaps the stock is undervalued and I want to own it.
So what kind of increase in valuation might we expect? What's reasonable here?
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at this. It is trading below its peers. Interesting, on its PEG ratio, which is 0.8, as I just said, the industry median is 1.3. So typically, investors have been willing to pay a premium. I'd like to go a little bit more conservative. If we look at a 20 to 25% increase over the next year, we're looking at a stock that's actually going to trade close to PEG ratio of 1, assuming no further positive estimate revisions, and that's always a possibility, which obviously would change the outlook. It would also put the PE closer to its industry peers, a little bit of a discount still at that range. So I'm going a little bit conservative, but I think over the next year, if we continue to see business momentum being positive and we continue to see price momentum being positive, I think the stock can hit those levels.
So that's a 20 to 25% gain. And because it's a momentum play, if it gets there, are we taking everything off the table, taking some off the table, or just reevaluating when we get there?
I think you need to reevaluate when you get there. And I also think when people go into this, they need to make a decision. Am I going to this as a value with momentum play, which means if you start seeing the momentum turn against you, that would be a reason to get out. If you're going into this as, oh, I want this as a momentum trade, but I like the fact that the valuation's behind me, then again, you need to pay attention to the momentum. But if you're more of a value person, you're going to it looking at the stock as a stock that's attractively valued in a good industry, and the momentum's gravy, then pay attention to the valuation and not so much the momentum.
It's a very interesting pick. Again, a momentum play, but a momentum play with some value, which is why you have that dichotomy there and why it takes maybe a little more homework and follow-up than some of the ones that are buy this and hang on. It is Skyworks Solution, SWKS, the buy of the week from Charles Roeblatt. Now, Charles, of course, is our guest of the week, the only one who joins us more than once each week, and he's going to be back on Thursday, the day after Christmas, to give us his sell of the week. Charles, can't wait to chat with you then.
I look forward to it.
There is much more to go on the December 24th edition of Money Life. Up next, we're going to be talking with Simon Lack, the author of Bonds Are Not Forever. That's when Money Life continues.